The following information is intended for educational purposes only. It is not medical advice. The views expressed do not reflect those of this broadcaster. Should you choose to implement this information, please do so only with the assistance of a licensed medical professional. Neither the presenter nor this broadcaster assume any responsibility for any adverse effects or consequences that may result.
So you don't feel as energetic as you used to. Is it your diet? Maybe a lack of exercise? If you're taking care of both of those things, it might be a hormone imbalance. But that's a tricky one. Should you leave things alone and let nature take its course? Should you fight back with supplements? What about hormone replacements and thyroid meds? Are those even a good idea? Pharmacist Billy Weiss joins us today to talk about hormones and your thyroid, and he's about to give you a health awakening. Welcome to The Health Awakening. I'm Scott Laird. Hormone replacement is a hot topic. Are there right ways to do it? Is it dangerous to be messing around with the endocrine system? Or should we be looking at this from a correction point of view? Are we doing something good by reversing something gone wrong in our endocrine system? Well, let's talk about that with one of our favorite guests here today, pharmacist Billy Weiss. Welcome, Billy.
Thank you, Scott.
So, talking about this kind of thing, a lot of people come to your pharmacy looking for hormone replacement and thyroid issues. You and I have talked with some of my clients from Laird Wellness about thyroid and that type of thing, because you're such an expert on this topic. So, with thyroid dysfunction, let's start there. So, with the thyroid regulating all the hormones, what are the options for a thyroid gone wry? I mean, what can we do about this?
I think the most important thing to start with, Scott, is to make sure that we're getting the right test done. So typically, the medical establishment will only do one test, typically, which is TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. But I think we need to look at the actual hormones themselves. So we like to get the TSH, the free T3, and the free T4, which are the actual hormones. TSH is just a signal. And then we like to look at antibodies. Is our body making antibodies to our own thyroid? And then we kind of go from there, but there are more natural sources to help replace, if necessary, what's missing when we look at those proper tests.
You see a lot of this, so do you see commonalities between people? Like everybody's missing this or that? Do you have any ideas about what may be causing this?
Well, thyroid is what we call a very narrow therapeutic range. Mm-hmm. So you have to be, it's really small doses, it's micrograms instead of milligrams, which is 1,000th the size of a milligram. So you have to be really cautious and careful and start slow, I think. The most common thing we see, is what's called TPO antibodies. And that is typically antibodies that are interfering with the thyroid's ability to work properly. And that's most typically caused by leaky gut. And you and I have talked about this a lot,
right.
But it starts in the gut. Believe it or not, our gut health controls a lot of things, but it certainly can control how well our thyroid functions.
Mm. And something we've discovered just recently, you and I were talking about this in the makeup room a second ago, was that vitamin D, being a hormone, can actually affect the TSH level and vice versa.
Yeah, vitamin D affects nearly every facet of our body, right, when it comes to health. Yeah. So it wasn't shocking to me when you sent me that article, but it was really good research.
Okay, so hormone replacement, let's get into that. So we've talked about the thyroid and it regulates hormones. So if there's nothing wrong with the thyroid and people are still feeling kind of, I'm not feeling as good as I used to, and this is especially true with women who have gone through menopause and that type of thing. So what happens to the hormones at that age? What do you see happening?
Yeah, the most common thing that we see, and this is common in all ages, Scott, certainly postmenopausal, but even premenopausal today, even really young women, we see that they have a hormone imbalance. They have what we call estrogen dominance. They have more estrogen that is out of balance with their progesterone. And the reason that's so important is that estrogen is a growth hormone. And that is the hormone that sets men and women apart. The women grow the breasts, the different shaped behinds, those things, which is not a bad thing. But what happens is estrogen is a growth hormone and progesterone is a development hormone. So when growth gets out of balance with development, we can create a lot of different health issues. And a lot of people will ask, well, why did my great-grandmother not have this imbalance? Well, your great-grandmother didn't live in the same world we live in, right? I mean, we live in a world where there's estrogen-like hormones bovine growth hormone in all the, nearly all the meats, all the dairies. There are what we call xenoestrogens or man-made estrogens in the plastics, in the receipt papers that we get from any common store. There's estrogen-like compounds as the fire retardants on our mattresses, in our car seats, on our couches, on our carpet. So it's just a different world than it used to be, right? Mm. So we are exposed, men and women are exposed to much more estrogen and estrogen-like compounds than in any time in history before.
So it's more than going out to the Japanese restaurant and having too much tofu, which is
a lot of
people point to. Wow, even in the receipts from,
some of the receipt papers that come out of your cash registers today, it's just, we're just bombarded with it. So they're finding these plastics and things, these plastic compounds mimic estrogens in our bodies in a lot of cases. So it's in our water. It's just part of life today. So we need to try to balance that.
Now, when we say something is mimicking estrogen or another hormone, we just have a minute. If you could give us a brief description of what does that mean? It mimics a hormone.
Yeah, that's a great question. So think of hormone receptors as a puzzle. Let's think of hormones and receptors as a puzzle. If the puzzle piece will fit and block that receptor, even though it's not the real piece that goes there, you know, if you're putting together a 300-piece puzzle, you'll have some that'll go in that spot, but they're not the exact right one. Mm. And that's kind of what these hormone mimickers do. So they block the exact hormone from getting to that receptor because we have the wrong one plugged in.
Oh, so we have an imposter situation.
That's correct. It's an imposter. That's a great way to say it. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right. Well, hang tight, Billy. You hang tight, too. Thank you for joining us on The Health Awakening. We'll be right back with more from Billy Weiss. Stay with us. And welcome back to The Health Awakening. Before the break, we were talking with our guest, pharmacist Billy Weiss, about this puzzle piece and receptors and how there can be imposters. And so now, during the break, we were talking about soy again and how there's this recent research, relatively recent, from 2017 that says that, you know, there's two kinds of receptors that researchers didn't realize they were dealing with before. And so that's why there is always these, does soy help breast cancer or not? And you had something to add about the type of soy that's eaten that is actually helpful.
Yeah, I think the real proof in the pudding is it good soy or what we'll call bad soy? We'll just put it in two easy categories. So non-fermented soy seems to promote more breast cancers, whereas fermented soy seems to protect against breast cancer. So the type of soy that we are consuming is very important. And you would find that almost all, if you look at the research, well over 90% of soy here in America is not fermented, whereas in Japan, where they have soy that is almost always fermented in something like natokinase, fermented form of soy. So there's a lot of things that we see in the differences, which is the same thing you and I were talking about with hormones. There's a big difference in whether they're bioidentical hormones or equivalent to what God intended our body to have, or if they're synthetic or pharmaceutical-made hormones that are not identical, they're really imposters in many cases.
Yeah, so bioidentical. Now, there's a big buzz term, right? Bioidentical hormones. So, you know, what we used to think of hormones and hormone replacement, this type of thing, started with horse urine, right?
Yes,
there was this...
Premarin.
Premarin, yes.
Pre-mare's urine. Pregnant mare's urine, that's correct.
And what did that do for women?
Well, it increased breast cancer, heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, dementia. I mean, you name it, it really increased the risk of that.
And what was it supposed to do? I mean, what were women looking at?
Well, they thought it was going to be protective against those very things, against cancers, dementias, you know, all those types of things.
But because it's not bioidentical, it was taken from a horse, it's negative, is that?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I ask women all the time, I think that they have determined that there's like 40 or 50 unknown horse hormones in that particular product. Mm. I mean, how many women need unknown horse hormones, right? So we can imagine that the effects of that would not be the same as if we were using estrogen that was bioidentical to what God intended to be in the body.
Mm. So now, let's talk about that. So when we say a bioidentical hormone, what is that?
It is a hormone that is identical. It fits in that puzzle piece, in that receptor, exactly like what our bodies would naturally make. So it gives you the same benefits without the side effects of these imposters, as you called them. So it goes in and the body recognizes that and says, oh, I know what this is. I know how to use this. I know why this is here. Versus when we're using something that is an imposter, the body has questions, right? And that can create these side effects that we so often see.
So with the bioidentical hormone, some people might say, well, just let nature take its course. Why are you trying to replace something that God is naturally taking away? But is that natural? Because you've mentioned grandma didn't have these problems because she had a natural feather mattress or whatever. She didn't have plastics and all these other things, you know, the receipts from the from the machines. So, I mean, are we dealing with something that's natural, or is this something that now we're having to combat because our world is not natural?
I think both is the right answer, Scott. It is natural for hormones to decline as we age in men and women. There's no question about that as we go through different stages of life. But it's also true that that is happening at much earlier ages because of all the outside xeno, man-made, mimicking estrogens and other hormones that we see today. So here's the, I guess here's the answer. If you want to reduce your risk of cancers, if you want to have more energy, if you want to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's, if you want to, you know, help your body burn fat and you know, not retain water and all these things, you probably want to look at some bioidentical hormone replacement today.
So now some folks who might say, okay, regardless of the world, I'm gonna fight it all natural. I deal with a lot of folks like that. I used to be like that. But then you taught my wife and I something about even just looking at thyroid meds. And you said, don't consider this a med. Because people say, well, I don't wanna be on anything.
Right.
Well, you can be on a supplement just as much as you can be on a drug, right?
Right. Well, and remember, I always tell people when we're talking about true bioidentical hormone replacement that is prescription only, that's made by a reputable compounding pharmacist, you are not giving your body a drug. I don't look at it as a drug, even though it takes a prescription. I understand that. But it is an identical duplicate of what God has put in us. So the body really doesn't have negative effects to that. We don't see side effects when we balance people's hormones with bioidentical hormones. We see benefits. So, yeah, don't look at, you know, I've talked about this a lot, even on this show. The average prescription drug has 398 side effects. But when you're replacing natural bioidentical hormones, you don't have those side effects. You almost always only have positive effects.
Really? Okay, so that's good. So that's something to know. The bioidentical does not have side effects.
Right.
That's good. And don't think of every prescription as a drug. I'm going to remember that one now.
Right.
That's good.
Right.
Now, how does that differ, just real quick? I know we're talking kind of apples to oranges here, but so people say, oh, anything bio is good. But what about biologics? Is that something different?
Well, it is natural to our body if it's a true biologic. Now, there are synthetic biologics or you know, so there are companies that have gone in and said, okay, this is what the peptide chain really looks like. We're going to alter it a little bit. That would be a synthetic biologic. But a true biologic would be a substance, a sequence, typically of amino acids, we call them peptides, that would be found in our own body. So again, I think that using the right natural God-given peptides can be very beneficial for people. And we're seeing that, and we're compounding and utilizing peptides for folks.
Well, that's a whole other show. We'll do that some other
time.
Yeah,
that's a whole other show, yes.
But anyway, hang tight. We're going to do one more segment here. So thank you for joining us, and thank you for joining us. We'll be right back with more from pharmacist Billy Weiss on The Health Awakening. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Health Awakening. Before the break, we opened a can of worms. So Billy, we're talking about bioidentical hormones. You know, this is one of those things where, you know, if all the hormones are in balance, everything's in balance. And as we mentioned with vitamin D before, even if that is out, I've seen that, you know, the body will raise the red flag with TSH and say, oops, something's not right here, which I call the tip of the iceberg. It's not everything, obviously.
Right.
So just one thing being out can throw everything else out. And if we're, you know, outside enjoying sunshine, sleeping on a feather mattress like grandma did, we can imagine that everything would be in, you know, the way it's supposed to. But, you know, now we don't have that situation. So when we're talking about bioidentical hormones. How come doctors aren't prescribing this? Why don't they recognize something like progesterone being the person's answer?
Yeah, I'll get to that answer, but you brought up something really important, Scott, how if one thing's out, it can affect a lot. So I always talk about the body and the hormones and the vitamins and minerals as a symphony. We need them all to be in tune with each other in order to work properly, for every part and piece to work and play properly. So that's why I have my foundational four, right? I'm trying to take the most commonly deficient things that we see in America today and say, okay, use these four and we'll solve, you know, a huge number, 85, 90% of all of these imbalances we talked about.
Yep.
But the reason, one of the big reasons that physicians are not typically familiar with bioidentical hormones is just simply it's not taught. They can't be patented by the drug companies.
Oh, really?
So nobody really wants them talking about them, right? Because there's not a lot of money for there's no money for the drug companies. So doctors, nurses, pharmacists, PA students, MP students, they're not taught anything about bioidentical hormones. As a matter of fact, in my elective that I teach at pharmacy school, I'm teaching last year pharmacy students. They don't have a clue. When I say bioidentical progesterone, I could see, you know, the deer in the headlight look. And I said, y'all have no idea. And they said, we have no idea. So it's really just the education system just lets them down on that.
Wow.
The really sad part of that is how far behind I believe our medical system is in what the research says and how important these balancing these hormones are. And I'll give you a few examples, if that's okay.
Yeah, so, please do.
1981. So that's a few years ago, right? Yeah. John Hopkins study. Now, this is mind-blowing to me still when I think about it today. A 1981 John Hopkins study looked at infertile women. So they weren't able to become pregnant, and they grouped them into two categories. One was a hormone imbalance category, and the other category was not a hormone imbalance, but something else going on. So the hormone imbalance would be low progesterone, because progesterone is the progestation hormone. If a lady doesn't have enough progesterone in her body, she's not going to be able to carry a baby to term. That's how one of the reasons that it's named progesterone, progestation. They looked at these women and they said, okay, if they're in this group that has the hormone imbalance, i.e. low progesterone, they have a 540% increased risk of premenopausal breast cancer versus those who didn't have that hormone imbalance but were infertile. They went on to study those women, and the women that had the low progesterone levels were a thousand times greater risk to die from all cancers versus the ones who didn't have the hormone imbalance.
Wow.
Now, when you put that in perspective and you think about, you know, 1 in 8 women are going to have breast cancer in their lifetime, it's mind-blowing to me that 42 years later, when I will do these consultations, these one-on-one consultations with these women and suggest they ask for a prescription for bioidentical progesterone, their provider has typically no idea. And the research is there. It's not only that research. We know that progesterone causes what's called apoptosis. That's natural cell death. You know this, right? So progesterone is the hormone that creates the natural cell death. Cells are given a time that they're supposed to be in our body, then they're supposed to die and be replaced. Well, when cells don't die and they keep dividing, that is the definition of cancer, right? Yeah. Uncontrolled cellular
like zombie cells.
So there's studies that show that progesterone caused apoptosis in malignant mesothelioma cells. There is research that shows that bioidentical progesterone, I need to be really careful, bioidentical progesterone creates apoptosis and stops the metastasizing or the spreading of breast cancer cells. So we just know that the benefits of progesterone, bioidentical progesterone, not what the drug companies say is progesterone, because that's just the opposite. So that's why I want to make sure and distinguish. This can have major effects on people's health. Bioidentical progesterone is the hormone that helps send the signal for the body to build new bones when necessary. And you think about, when do women typically start to have osteoporosis? Postmenopausal, right? So if we can give them back that signal, they will build better bone, they will have less depression. They will have less fluid retention. Mm-hmm. They will have less hot flashes, less risk of heart attacks, less risk of all cancers. I mean, the list goes on and on.
So is it estrogen dominance or is it a lack of progesterone balancing?
I think it's some of both. Huh. I think it's really some of both at this point. Mm. We definitely see more estrogen dominance than there's ever been, and we've talked about why. But we also see women who have more infertility and low progesterone at lower and lower ages.
Okay.
Irregardless of their estrogen levels.
Now, we're going to come back and finish this. So, Billy, hang on. You hang on with us, too. Fascinating information. We're going to let you know how you can get in touch with Billy to find out more in just a second on The Health Awakening. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Health Awakening. My mind is blown. Your probably is, too. Billy, how can we find out more about you? Where can we get in touch with you, do a consult with you, all that stuff?
Yeah, Scott, one of the easiest ways is just to go to my website. OptiURX.com,
okay.
OptiYourX.com. And we have a new CEO membership that we've started where people will get a weekly video on topics such as this. Actually, this month was hormones.
Okay.
And then we do a live video or live question and answer once a month also. So
and
it's
that's
a really good way, it is,
okay.
for people to stay in touch.
And your foundational four, I carry them at LairdWellness.com because they're so good. And
yeah.
You know, you have them obviously on your website too. So
yes,
again, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us on The Health Awakening. We'll see you next time. Thank you for joining us today on The Health Awakening. You can catch the replay of this episode and see our complete show archive at healthawakening.tv. For more information about our guests today and all they have to offer, please visit their website on the bottom of your screen. And please remember, the information you saw today is intended for educational purposes only. It is not medical advice, nor do the views expressed reflect those of this broadcaster. Should you choose to implement this information, please do so only with the assistance of a licensed medical professional. Neither the presenter nor this broadcaster assume any responsibility for any adverse effects or consequences that may result.